I could pick out plenty of low-quality garbage on TikTok, say, this is what's on TikTok and that's why TikTok is bad, just as easily as I could cherry-pick high-quality stuff and say, this is what's on TikTok and that's why TikTok is great. I know saying anything negative about TikTok gets me branded as old, so let me pull out a reference that's even older than me. Sturgeon's Law. 90% of everything is crap. That's not the problem. I don't hate people or content on TikTok. Well, I do, but not any more than the same for any other platform. I hate TikTok. We should all make that sort of distinction. We should treat technology platforms as tools people use rather than gatherings of people. When you let a platform become a place, and then your place, it feels like your home, and now it has a hook in you. I don't know if people still have a feeling of a home forum. I won't bore you with mine, but I'll say that even now, NWS feels right and NSFW feels weird. So what, you may say. Cultures emerge, something, something, diversity, etc. Microcosms of culture are all well and good, but that's not what's happening on modern social media. Every interaction with other people is mediated through an algorithm, often labeled AI for marketing reasons, that sorts you into a group of like-minded people and shields you from dissent. An account on a website is not membership in a community. It's placement within a market segment. I'd argue that the acronym NWS counts as slang. We might know some TikTok slang. How about the euphemism unalive? It's a subcategory of slang called algospeak. Saying the word murder worries platform owners that you'll offend the delicate sensibilities of shareholders, so TikTok censors the concepts they don't want you to discuss. At the risk of starting an internet argument, censorship is bad. And stopping you from saying something is censorship. We are witnessing censorship and pitiful attempts to circumvent it right now. If you have something to say about some unfavorable topic, perhaps the Tiananmen Square massacre, yet you feel attached to TikTok like it was your home, you dance around the topic to fly under the radar of the censors. In doing so, you're self-censoring. Imagine if TikTok had some way to ask you if you're interested in the current trending thing, like Twitter's trending topics. Now imagine that there's an approaching protest for an extradition bill, but ByteDance doesn't want you mentioning it. The meme would be to instead say something boring like tax return extension. Spreading awareness is not going to happen, but people perform the meme because what they care about is their fame on TikTok. A place is made for you, and all it asks is that you let them have your speech. In the technology sector, the way to make money is to blatantly do something evil and call it innovation. Have you heard the most irritating phrasal template, as a service? Minimal version for any grass-touching griddle critters? When you make some software thing for people, there's inevitably a technology stack, like this one. You would buy these things, and then have them. What a concept! What if you gave money to the vendor, repeatedly, forever, and then they didn't give you the networking, storage, servers, or virtualization? Let them handle all that for you. That is infrastructure as a service. What if you're on a higher tier of this infinite payment model, and also the vendor didn't let you touch the operating system, any middleware, or the runtime? Let them handle all that for you. That's platform as a service. What if your subscription was a bit more expensive and they owned your data and applications too? Let them handle all that for you. That's software as a service. Generally, the allure is that it's a lower startup cost and outsource complexity. Sure, you can't take your stuff elsewhere, but as long as they never alter the deal, the math works out. The problem is, as ever, conflicting incentives. You want to build a thing that makes money elsewhere, but the platform wants to make money from you. So if you want to connect technologies, build off each other, of course the platform wants to jump in the way and charge you for it. That's what it does. Notice, once a platform owner has its hooks in you, you own less and less. In the past, there have been game mods that spawn genres of video games. You'd better believe that if you try that again, the game's publisher will be taking ownership of that idea from you, thank you very much. Twitter users, or twits, or X-people, have been complaining about how it's dead, for real this time, for the majority of its existence. A constant cycle of the platform finding new ways to suck, people threatening to leave, and then not leaving. If you're a Twitter executive, the message is clear. People will accept whatever you do to them as long as you're slow enough. YouTube has the same pattern. Its history is a litany of shifting creators' AdSense money over to copyright squatters while encouraging worse and worse content. Twitch, the company built on South Korean StarCraft streamers, which pulled out of Korea because it's too expensive, might as well send everyone a handwritten note to say, "Leave our platform!" No one will. It's a classic problem. On YouTube, people view Rumble as a place filled with undesirable exiles. To be fair, there's plenty. Twitchists and X-people make up reasons for themselves to view the users of their platform's rivals as their own enemies. When you think of yourself not as a creator of static video content, but rather as a YouTuber, YouTube rests on that loyalty. That's way easier than doing anything to implement moderation features like what Twitch has. All they have to do is let you tell yourself there's barbarians at the gates. If you have the inexplicable addiction to Twitter that the world seems to have, you won't dream of being able to post 1,024 characters at a time, like we've been doing on Mastodon this whole time. Or you might say something dumb like this. Without realizing that a communication network doesn't have to be centralized under one man's stock portfolio. So you don't have to weigh the choice of ditching your entire social circle against contributing to the property of someone leaning hard into fascism. What if, rather than platform barons trying to take everything they can from you, they spent that effort trying to take from each other? We could federate them together. But I'll spare you a second episode of Fediverse evangelism. You know what was federated well before the Fediverse was built? Email. Servers talk to each other, and your email address is you@server. Amazing. There's a reason that happened. Socially well-adjusted normal people were forced to use email. To help them understand, they were told it's like writing a letter. So manager types the world over decided that the custom in email land is to add pointless bullshit before and after every single message.